The following program is being broadcast on the Amazing Women of Power, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International. This show contains motivational language and may not be suitable for negative listeners.
Made up, I'm gonna follow all my dreams. I've had enough of these annoying and distracting schemes. I'll choose my friends because apparently they're choosing me. The time is now to pay attention to my destiny.
From his humble studio in Orange County, California, comes a young songwriter with a dream, encouraging others to go after their dreams, learning from the best in the business and passing it along to you. It's Strongwriter on the radio.
I had the blues, but I made it better, baby. And that's why I wrote this song.
My mind's made up to have a great day. Happy Friday, everybody. This is Dean Olson, and welcome to Strongwriter on the radio, the show that strives to keep the songwriter musically fit. And by that, I mean keep those dreams strong and your resolve and your faith rock solid. And you got a friend in me, Facebook/Strongwriter, or go to strongwriter.com. Join the party. After all, the party's just getting started here, and it's not a pity party. And take it from me, pity parties are not where it's at, and they don't end well, so don't get involved in them. We're going to get started right away. I am really enjoying talking with these songwriters and music industry professionals over in Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA. And being in California, growing up here all my life, I have not been privy to the scene over in Nashville and some of the other places around the country. And I'm learning all the time. And you're going to learn from this woman coming up right now. Her name is Toni Staples. She is a singer-songwriter from Nashville. She's on the phone with me right now, and she's agreed to talk about songwriting with us. Her genre is country, and the best way to find her music is just go on Facebook and look up Toni Staples Music. It's good stuff. And let's go to the phone right now, and let's get to know Toni Staples. How you doing, Toni?
Doing great.
Nice to have you on the show. I really appreciate you being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
You are a singer-songwriter. I'm really fascinated by the Nashville scene. Have you been doing that kind of thing long, performing in the city?
Well, I've been here in Nashville about 12 years, so I've been a writer probably earlier than I can remember. But I really love living here in Nashville and being around all the creative people.
The word songwriter, sometimes it spans a lot of people think it's a, you know, it's a girl or guy up on stage with a guitar who just says what he feels through song. What do you define as a songwriter? What is a songwriter?
I think someone who finds a way to share stories through emotions and in a way that people can understand, like, I don't know, through a song. That's a good way to answer that, but it's definitely like a songwriter is somebody who really just has a way to tap into the heart of emotions and share it in with music. That's really what a songwriter does.
I appreciate that. You could always look that up in the dictionary, but it's always interesting to hear what other people define it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I see that you grew up around music. Do you remember when something might have clicked in your heart and let you know that someday I'm going to be doing this for a living or just making my own music? This is what I want to do with my life?
Well, I've always been a singer, and I've always grown up in a family of musicians. My mother's a guitar player and has always sang in church, but, you know, I kind of started out songwriting in a default way, using it as therapy, and I think a lot of songwriters would say that, but I definitely I was singing and writing songs, and I was recording them in a little town in Missouri, and I was recording it in an attic with somebody's old little 8-track tape, like it was a very old way of recording, not like something that you'd see in a studio here in Nashville, but I just knew that as I was doing it, that there was somewhere that people really did this for real.
Mm-hmm.
And when I moved to Nashville, I mean, you can do it anywhere now, but it was kind of then and there that I realized that I needed to really find out about how people move into the business, but find a way to just grow as a songwriter. And that's kind of how I ended up in Nashville.
Any mentors, anybody that inspired you to get started in the business? I was wondering how you might have gotten the ball rolling as far as...
Well, let's see. I'd probably credit that to when I was in this little town in Missouri, which is just outside of Vienna, Missouri, and I happened to have... I was a high school agriculture teacher before I ever moved to Nashville, and I was kind of one of those high school teachers who also writes songs, plays guitar, and there was a career day, and I taught, like, shop and all the farm kids, and there was this career day that the home ec teacher had going on, and she invited Leona Williams to come in and speak to everybody, and I took my shop boys up out of my ag room that day, and we went and listened to her, and I was listening to her tell her story. She used to be Merle Haggard's backup singer, and she was saying how she kind of still tours and does her thing and shares her music. And I thought, if this lady can do this, I probably can too. And after that year of school, I decided to make a choice and move out here to Nashville. And I still have seen Leona, but she's not so much my mentor, but she was kind of, when I heard her speak, I was like, well, you know, there's people out here really sharing their songs and writing music, and she inspired me to kind of explore that more. So I was excited to move to Nashville and find that. And once I moved to Nashville, I ended up meeting a lot of really cool co-writers. I wrote a song with Beverly Ross. She wrote Candyman and Holly Pop and a lot of songs like that that people would recognize. But she's this crazy New Yorker that I just love, and she was, I'd probably contribute her to a little bit of a mentor, too.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I really have had a great opportunity to meet a lot of different writers living here, and then also just... as you start to explore some of your songwriting nature, you kind of find people that you gravitate to and that you listen to. And I was always somebody who would turn the back of a CD over, and I wanted to know who wrote the song.
Me too. I love that.
So I always looked for that. I was always, you know, there'd be certain people that I really liked their music, but I would turn it over and I could pick out their singles that should have been coming out of the radio next, and I just really liked finding out who really wrote the song.
I like
and
that.
So that's partly how I ended up here and being able to write on my own.
Do you ever meet anybody that was like a hero and that it might have stayed with you and remembered it?
Well, no, I never had a chance to meet Dolly Parton, but I remember when I was in elementary school, we had to do like an autobiography report, and I don't know what led me to go grab her book at first, but I ended up learning what a great songwriter she was.
Mm-hmm.
Just really, I think that was kind of one of those things that, you know, people look at somebody else and see the things that they do, but she really is a great songwriter, just beyond performer. She really has written some amazing songs, so that was kind of inspiring to kind of do that very early on in my life and kind of then find a way to write my own songs later. And so I would probably say that as I moved here to Nashville, one of the jobs I got when I first got to town was I was a tour guide at the Country Music Hall of Fame, and I really learned just about a lot of other female country songwriters. Dolly Parton's a big one, but Matresa Berg, she's a really big songwriter.
Wow.
You know, there's a lot of women in songwriting that a lot of people don't really recognize as much as maybe they should, but I'm just inspired by this community, because you can move to Nashville and be writing songs, and, you know, you go into the bank or somewhere when you're looking for a loan and you tell them that you're a songwriter, and they you know, they don't look at you and go, oh, that's nice. They actually just appreciate that you're one of those people that have that gift. So I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's that just struck me funny because that always, it's always hard to say that you're a songwriter with a straight face because you never know how they're going to react. I was like, oh, I see. You're one of those that I know that my father said, well, you know, don't quit your day job because it's a tough thing to do.
Well, you can still get that here in Nashville sometimes, though, too. So it really is in how you react to people, because I remember I was just rubbing elbows with lots of different people, and I remember that I told this man that I teach school, but then I also write songs, and he says, well, we need a lot of good school teachers, too, you know. So, like, there is a lot of songwriters here in town, but I also had a lot of people who, you know, there's some people who write really great songs, and then there's some people who write great songs, and then they forget about them, or they don't pursue it in a way that lets the world know that they're here. And I think sometimes when I get those reactions, it kind of made me want to do this even more.
Mm-hmm.
Made me really want to find a way to find a home for my song.
Did you feel that it might be a calling that you were both a school teacher and a musician, a songwriter?
You know, I love what I'm really grateful that I can do both. You know, I think that God kind of intertwines like your timing of things. And I find a lot of times that I am inspired by the work that I do, whether it's being in a classroom or being out in the community. But when you're attentively listening to people, that's when you really get the best ideas. And so you really have to be very vigilant about what you're doing. And I think that the fact that I'm able to serve in a role of being a teacher and you know, keep that going, that's great. I hope one day that I can tour and have more of an opportunity to really, you know, get my music out there even after I still had the experience of teaching. But I think anybody that kind of hears about my background or learns that, I'd probably say that the most honest critic I have ever had has been a classroom full of students.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been pretty lucky in that regard.
They are honest, aren't they?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm talking to Tony Staples, singer-songwriter out of Nashville. So because you're a school teacher and a singer-songwriter, what part does faith play in your journey doing both things?
I think you have to be really aware of what you're doing. And I think faith is a big part of what I do, because there's a lot of fear in not knowing if what you're doing is right sometimes. But it you get, I don't know how to call it, except that it's things that happen to me that make me know that my music matters. I think if you really find your own audience or you look for the right areas for your music to be in, then you kind of find a home for yourself. And I think faith plays a big part in that, because you can get all wrapped up in the details of trying to find a lot of people to listen and get a lot of affirmations that what you're doing works, but you need to just stretch forward. You know, you have to have a lot of spirit and a lot of spunk even when things like aren't going your way.
Yeah, and you sort of have to know who you are too, and stick with it. There are a lot of resources to get your music out there, like you use Reverb Nation and all the, you know, all the bells and whistles and stuff. Do you find that helps to sort of promote that, hey, this is what I do?
I think those are good tools. I think it all depends on the avenue of what road you're going on. You know, recently I've been working on trying to get some placement in TV and film. So, you know, some of me is like, I'd love to go out and be able to be a performing songwriter and be the artist, but another part of me knows that there's a lot of my songs that may end up with an artist and be bigger than what I am. And so you kind of have to be just aware that your music sometimes takes on its own life. So, like, when I say that, I think sometimes you're never sure where your songs are going to go. Because I had an opportunity where I had maybe a major recording label artist maybe be able to record a song. They have what's called holds in Nashville, and so you might get a song on hold, and then, you know, so you just never really know where your music's going to go, and you kind of have to be open to that. But I think the more you do, it helps you build an audience, and playing out live shows are good. That's where I find a lot of new fans. And there's a lot of resources on the internet where people can find your music and get connected. And I think that's also a great way, too, to spread your music.
How do you feel about playing live? Are you comfortable?
Yeah, I usually play with a band. I have a little team of guys that play with me. We usually do three-part harmonies, so we like to get out and do some shows. We are doing a show on March 27th in Franklin at the Franklin Theater for a very good cause for the Joshua Chamberlain Society.
Hmm.
They raise funds for wounded vets, and they adopt a vet for life, and so I'll be on stage there with a bunch of other artists that I'm kind of excited about. But I get out and I play songwriters' venues, but I also find other opportunities where I think people would enjoy my music. So it just depends on where I would tour or where I get to play.
Yeah, it's really great that you do those shows for the wounded warriors and for the military. I really appreciate anybody that does that. How does that differ from a regular show? Can you describe what it's like doing something where you raise charity money or, you know, for a good cause, that thing?
Well, I think when you choose to do stuff that is to honor the military, you have your regular shows and then you have shows that have a meaning and a purpose. And I really love to be involved in stuff that really is way beyond me. And I think that probably says more than anything, but I found that, when I very first started music, I was in this little band called Laredo, and they toured in the East Coast, and we went to different military venues, played at the chapels, and got to go aboard the USS Enterprise and play for a big family day for the military. And those events were probably more meaningful about teaching me about really making a connection with your audience. They were very appreciative, and it seems like those type of shows really lend itself to who you're really performing for. So I really love that I have that opportunity. But with my music in the military, I just happened to write this song. It's been several years ago, but I wrote a song called My Proud Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And the show that you're talking about, we put together and did a Wounded Warrior benefit where we had several artists come out and we played a My Proud Soldier show to benefit that foundation. But I wrote this song called My Proud Soldier and found out a couple years later after I wrote it that I had a brother at the time who was serving in Iraq. And so the song is about a soldier who goes off to war, but he dreams about, it kind of goes through the lines of it, or like he dreams of being a soldier just by playing with his G.I. Joe. So there's some things with really performing, and having that type of audience there. It's really a special thing.
So the song is really about your brother then?
Yeah, well, it has more meaning now, because I found out I didn't know I had this brother until 2 years later. I got a random email one night, and I remember it very vividly, because I kind of turned and looked to my husband and thought, is this for real? But I had one music page that I don't have up anymore, and I got an email one night that said, I think I'm your brother.
And gosh.
He, in fact, was my brother, and I found out that at the time that I had written that song, because this was 2 years later, he was serving in Iraq, and he was a Navy medic. And so the song has a lot more meaning to me now, because there's a connection to it that I didn't realize I had when I was writing it. And sometimes when you write songs, there's something about just being in the moment and letting it happen that when you create and you craft it, the pieces come together. And it's more beyond you. It's not about just crafting the song. It's about really letting the gift work beyond the craft.
I can believe that.
A little boy has big dreams, playing with his G.I. Joes, thinking about the man he wants to be. And time will pass, and times can change the way of your dreams. But this young boy saw the road, and he's my proud soldier coming home. He's living for this freedom, knowing it's he that owns. by his daddy's side. And he wore the cross, he had the tags, and he was the one who gave his life for this land. And he's my proud soldier. And he was on the line, he fought the fight, he did his time, and he's my proud soldier. Oh, and he's going home tonight. He's coming home tonight. In the sands of time, and the people come and go, but people always know a proud soldier.
Okay, got 5 minutes left. I'll wrap it up here.
Okay.
What's tell me about Skillet Girl Records. Is that your own label?
That is. That's my own label. I'm excited to be launching a new album on it. It's going to be called Her Haggard Heart. It's my first real full project coming out. Most of the songs on my CD are all written by me, but I have a few that are not. Have some really great music that I just want to share with the world, and I've got some good creative friends here that are on my team that are going to try to help get that out to the world and share it with folks. But I recorded one song that isn't mine, that's Wanda Jackson's, and I would probably have to say, when you were asking me about who I was kind of inspired by, Wanda Jackson toured with Elvis. And
yep.
Yeah, she's a hillbilly rocker. She really is. But when I was working as a tour guide at the Country Music Hall of Fame here, which is a great place to come see and visit, you just learn a lot about the history of music and kind of what really led to a lot of the transitions in country music. But I'm still a traditionalist. I'm probably still a good old country girl. I love to hear a good old country song. And so a lot of my stuff is still in that venue and style. But I have a little bit of sass about me, and I think I got that because I became a fan of Wanda Jackson. And so I did Big Iron Skillet. Hope I did good justice to that one, because she does it herself. She still tours and plays. But that song is about beating your husband over the head with a skillet if he just doesn't do right. I really enjoy putting that together. There's a couple other songs on it that, My Proud Soldier's on there. I also wrote another song with Dan Barnes. He's another great songwriter. It's called Here to Hold Me. Wrote that song with Dan. He's a great writer, too. I'm just really proud of it. I think it is more of a traditional kind of country sound than CD, but I think there's a lot of people out there that miss that genuine sound. And so I really, really put my heart out there and help people realize that it's really, it is her haggard heart. It's all about all that. So
beautiful. I'm glad you, please brag about it some more. You're good. I was always curious about the husband, but it sounds like your husband is in a similar profession that's compatible with yours. Do you work separately or together at any time? Does he engineer any of your music?
He's a live engineer, but he's like my biggest cheerleader. So I think it's good to have a partner who understands what you want to do in life. And I think he's probably the biggest cheerleader I have. But a lot of times he's like a behind the scenes guy. He really prefers to be behind the stage. He's somebody who's worked with a lot of big artists, and most of the time he was behind the stage, and he still prefers that, but he's my biggest cheerleader. So it's kind of fun to be able to go out and share that together.
Sounds like you have an ideal situation going right now, so I like that. And speaking of sharing, it's always great when you can share with other musicians, other songwriters. I'm sure you're like this. I love to create music on my own, but it's even more therapeutic and
more rewarding when you can share with others. Do you happen to feel that way too?
Yeah, you need to find people that that build you up when you write, or like that you can feel like you can be in a room. If you're going to co-write with somebody, you need to be able to feel like it's okay to throw out any line and not feel like it's going to be knocked down. I mean, there's a part of being a creative soul that you have to be able to work with each other and know and believe that magic can happen in a room with just creating. And I think sometimes you have to realize, like, what it is you're doing and realize that it's still a very special moment that you're crafting when you write a song, and you need to find the right kind of people to make that a positive experience.
Right. Yeah, it's like you want to plant a seed and let it grow, and you don't want it to be stomped on before it starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. You know, will you come back another time with me and visit? I'd love to talk more things. I just don't want
to. I'm glad that you found me, though. I mean, I'm glad to be invited to be on the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, the pleasure's mine. I mean, you have some great music, and I really, the reason I reached out to you is because I thought you had something special there, and you got spunk. That's a good quality to have in this business when the criticism gets to be a little too much. But I think you have the wherewithal to stand up to that stuff.
Yeah, well, it's okay. You just can't let everybody's opinions matter to you, you know, because one thing I learned is, like, there's a fan for every artist and an artist for every fan here, and you really have to, you just have to believe in what you're doing. And if you're writing good songs, I mean, you know, I do write some songs, and I'm like, that wasn't my best, you know, but... I don't know. You probably have a songwriter soul too, where you just know that this is something that you are meant to do.
Yes. Yeah, I can believe that.
You really can't turn it off as much as you'd like to try. You can do other things and be employed in other fashions, but you can't turn it off. It's who you are, it's what you do. And, you know, I just find a way to eloquently put down a lot of my emotional journey into music that I hope that people respond to. So if I haven't made you laugh or cry in my songs, then I didn't do my job. And and I think that people, like, the more that I get out there and stuff in the comments that you get about your music, that's when you really find that, you know, you're validated by what you're doing. So it's good.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Tony Staples, it was a pleasure. It was a delight to have you. And thanks for coming on the program. Will you come back and see us again? Or visit with us again?
Yeah, I would love to be back.
Thank you. Tony Staples. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Check that out. What a great guest. What a nice lady. Tony Staples, that is Tony with an I, and you can check her Facebook page, facebook.com/Tony Staples Music. She's serving up some country just the way I think you're going to like it, out of that skillet. My Proud Soldier, that is the song you heard during the interview. You can find that on our site with the other songs. And you'll hear those other songs when Tony Staples returns to this show. This was just the get-to-know-you part. She has agreed to come back on the show and talk songwriting with us, so I am really looking forward to that, and you will benefit.
Just trust me, she's got the right attitude.
Thanks for listening to the program. I'm Dean Olson. You've been listening to Strong Writer on the Radio, helping songwriters stay musically fit. A quote from Tony Staples to close the show: all you have to lose is opportunity. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you next Friday. Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to Strong Writer on the Radio with your host, Dean Olson, on the Amazing Women and Men of Power, the world's leading positive programming network powered by Raven International.